Hello, Robert?
Yep. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there. Yeah, some bad reception or something. Sorry. If I lose you again, I'll give you a call back, partner.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir.
No problem.
So, Robert, I was reading a few things from the notes Ali sent over and things like that. I believe you were having some issues going on with your GBP, your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, let me give you like a little backstory. So my personal account I had for years, when I started the business, I started it under my personal account. I linked it, but it was still under my personal account. And then I finally I did another Google Business account like a couple days later under my business account. So then Google said it was like that. It was good for a few days or even a couple weeks, and then it got suspended. I was on Google Maps and whatnot, and then it said it was it was on my personal account for a while, so it was pretty good because I can go on Google Maps and whatnot. But then I made a business one because I wanted to separate it. But I didn't really know what I had to do in order to make the business one and make it right. But then it got suspended because there was two accounts on there that were showing the same address and whatnot. So what I separated it, and I let Google know. I emailed them, and they reinstated it. But a couple of days later, it got suspended again. And then I've been trying to get it unsuspended, and I gave up after about four or five tries.
Oh, no. You and many other people, actually. I don't know why Google made it so difficult, you know, these days.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. And you can't get a hold of customer service at all. It's hard. It's frustrating. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And again, you're not alone, man. Most of the time that I talk to business owners that have any type of red flags or get, you know, suspended, it's not for anything really serious, like 90% of the time. It's simply because a phone number or an address, and I'm like, are you serious? So, no worries, man. Well, I'm sorry that you're going through that, because that is your livelihood, is your business. You need to get that showcase for your customers, pretty much, you know? But we can help you with that, okay? Actually, that's one of the first things we need to do, because we don't stop there. I mean, we want to make sure you're not missing opportunities anywhere, right? Local directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and then on Google, customers don't even have to know your business name. If they type in any of your services that you provide, and as long as they're within your area, you better believe we'll make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly. Okay? They don't go through a third party, a middleman, or anything like that. All right, Robert. So that is something we could definitely help you out with. I see that you do have a website already as well. Are you building this? Are you paying for this, or did you build this yourself?
Through GoDaddy.
Through GoDaddy. Okay.
Now I'm paying for the service, but I'm doing it myself.
Really? You wear a lot of hats right now, man.
Man, you don't understand. So I was working with AZ Patio Heaters for 6 years.
Okay.
AZ Patio distributes patio heaters, propane patio heaters, fire pits.
Yeah.
E-commerce. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I started in the warehouse, and then I worked my way up. Well, I'm not working there anymore up until November. And I started my business last year, but I was doing both my business and my real job. And I'm like, okay, you know what? There was something that happened at work. I got let go. I said, you know what? I'm not going to find a job. I'm going to focus on my business.
Okay.
But my business is only good in the wintertime, not when it's hot.
Right.
So I need to market myself more, but I never paid for pay-per-clicks through Google. I tried to do an ad through Google. It didn't let me. That's when it was on my original account, my personal account. I ran ads on social media, but I've never actually paid for my organic searches or leads or whatnot.
Searches.
SEO or whatnot. I've never paid for that, and I want to get into that, but it's just right now it's slow. I don't know how much it's going to be, but I just like to look into it, see what we can find. But anyway,
for sure,
yeah, okay. my Google business is not working as far as I can know.
Okay, gotcha. So you got a lot of stuff happening, but I follow you. Okay.
Yeah.
So Robert, first off, I can relate because my father-in-law does exactly what you do. And during the winter season is where it's really popping. I mean, he makes tons of money. It kind of like it lasts for the year, pretty much type of thing. And one of the things, though, is even if it's down season or it's not as strong, then there's still people looking. There's still businesses looking, right? There's still events that are happening.
Did he do Patty Heaters, you said?
Yeah, yeah. So he moved over to Pennsylvania, and now he's really popping, obviously, you know, because
clothes
and things like that. Yeah.
Wait, you're not telling me you got to move to Pennsylvania, are you?
No, not at all, man. Actually, the main...
Man.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. She won't want to leave her family.
No, no, no. You're good. You're good. Well, here's the thing. One of the main reasons that we're even giving you a call is because of influx of searches, too. So that gives you a little big hope right there alone. You know, we're not promising that all those searches are going to come funnel to you, and that's it. What we can say is that over 1,200 searches are done in the last 30 days. So just with that being said, I mean, if you extremely lowball it and get like 1% of that, that's pretty darn good if you ask me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
And that's lowballing. Now, when it comes to, you mentioned you do Facebook, because I see a Facebook business page. You
yeah.
also have your website. Now, I want to make sure that that website is being found, right? You can have the best website in the world, but if no one's looking for it, then what good is it? It's a waste of time.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I want you to picture like one picture, a bunch of puzzle pieces making it as a whole. Everything online present is like a puzzle piece, okay? You got the main biggest puzzle piece is Google. Okay, that's your hub, right? That's your biggest thing, your bread and butter. We're heavily focused on that, obviously. But then you got those smaller pieces like, you know, other local directories, the Yelp, you know, Yahoo, and things like that. Now, the thing that also connects them is your website. And the other part is social media, your Facebook. These are all connected, and they're included in your package. So we'll have a team available for you Monday through Friday, who will be able to handle any type of modifications through your Google Business Profile, add pictures, videos, testimonials, and the same thing for your Facebook, too, because that could be time-consuming like no other, okay? So as long as you communicate with our team, they'll go ahead and make that happen for you. They're not going to do something without your permission. This is your company. We keep it that way. Now, this is the part I'm sure you're going to love the most. If a customer goes on Google or these directories and they type in some keywords, but they don't call you, if for any reason they don't call you and they go on to their Facebook, guess what? Your ads will pop up on their feed. Isn't that crazy? So it's target marketing ads right there and then. It's not ads just going out to anybody. They have to be in your area.
That's happened to me. So that's happened to me. So I go on something that's local, and then I see it on Facebook, and then I'll get an email too. Or I'll see it on a site that I'm going to. And it'll be on the left-hand side of an ad. Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
I know that's
okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, what is that? It's like, I know, yeah, exactly what you mean, obviously.
Yes, sir. So that's it. That, now you know how that process works. We include that in your package at no additional cost. So let's do this. Let's go to the breakdown of the pricing here. I'm sure you're going to love it because Ali, she put in more than a 50% discount rate for you, actually. And it's month to month. There's no contracts. You don't pay per call, per click, per job, lead, nothing like that. It's just a flat rate. You trade, pick as many calls and jobs as you want. Price will never change. Now, she got you all the way down. So normally, this pricing for this package is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. She got you all the way down to $249 month to month with no setup fee or anything. And that's including everything we spoke about. Yes, sir. Plus, one last thing is a tracking system. That way you can see everything for yourself. We don't want you just taking our word for stuff, you know. This is your company, your baby. We want to make sure if you missed a call, you can see their phone number. You can even see what keywords are being used on Google. And you can change those keywords out at any time, too. So that's the magic behind that, too. Okay.
I had a question.
Go for it.
I totally forgot. Well, I was gonna ask you something. It's because I'm doing like three things at once, man. I'm listening to you, and then I'm trying to send an invoice to the guy. I did some work yesterday, and I'm trying to get paid and whatnot. So, okay, you said $249 a month, right? Plus tax.
Correct. No, that's flat.
Oh,
there's no tax on there or anything. Correct. Yes,
okay.
sir.
Okay. How much control do I have over that? As far as like, even though I know the I know the business well. I'm sure if your dad does it, he probably talks to you, you know, when you guys have a beer. I don't know. When you guys have a conversation. So aside from me, you know more than she did because your dad does this. Your dad said, you said your dad does patio heaters, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he does propane tanks and everything too. Yeah.
Yeah. So your dad's a little more involved in it than me, which is great. So you know more about this, and from what you talk to your dad about, little small talk, you know a little more keywords. So I know the keywords that I want to use, and I know the keywords that I use with AZ Patio and whatnot. But as a consumer, I have to step aside and put a hat on as a consumer, and you're a consumer. So how much control do I have over this as with keywords and what gets posted and what gets approved? How much control would I have over it?
I'm going to say like 99%. Because if you want to add a new word or a new service, you can add it. It's included in your package, right?
Okay.
If you want to take something out, you can do that. You can swap it if you wanted to.
Do you guys have a portal I would go to as well?
Correct. Yes. So it will be, we call it the dashboard. That's your tracking system I was telling you about. Yep. You'll see the keywords. You can swap them out. You can see where it's working better. I mean, keeping track of those analytics will help you the most. Now, Robert, just like you mentioned, you know, because I know the business a little bit more than most on this one, because of my father-in-law, I can tell you this, too. There's no additional cost for this, but you do have an option to do a seasonal hold, too. So if it gets too slow, you're like, I don't get any work done in this time. Well, we're not going to take you off of Google and have you repay and restart and everything. That would just be pointless. So we'll make sure to have you secure your listings today. Then if you need to put on a seasonal hold for a certain amount of time, please let us know so that way you're not being charged for that. You're saving money, but you're still keeping your listing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point. Thank you for bringing that up because you know as well as I know that no one uses heaters in the summertime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also trying to market myself on cleaning and repairing barbecues. I can repair barbecue grills. Everybody uses barbecues year long.
So yes.
I want to, you know, like, in my head, I don't know why it was stopping me, but cleaning them is not hard at all. It's just I'm using my personal Altima, my car. I don't want to put a bunch of sludge and slodge in my car.
We're driving out there.
When you clean the burners and the grills, you want to have buckets and you want to have that stuff. I've been to some customers' homes where they tell me a barbecue company has picked up the grill, took it to their place. I don't have that equipment, you know? I don't have a trailer. I don't have a truck. So I have to improvise. I have to do it at the customer's house. In order to do that, I have to take the equipment with me, buckets and whatnot. And I don't want to get my car dirty, and I don't want it's, you know, it's not a new car. It's 2016, but
it's still your car.
I'm in that position. But I know how to repair them. There's same differences with patio heaters and nothing big. So that's what I want to market for the summertime, patio heaters and barbecue grills and whatnot.
I love it. Yeah. So with that, and that's still good because you can't. Don't forget. Don't wheel out the other events and things like that too. You know, if people have concerts, they'll have, like, you know, let's say, like, a restaurant even. They have outdoor, you know, heating things. They'll have, you know, grills out there. These are things that you can showcase yourself for because they might need somebody for that. You never know.
Right.
So there's always work to be done. And, you know, you don't want to miss out on that. Every opportunity is money on at your door right there, you know?
Well, the 249, so can you explain to me everything? Because that's really great, and I like to text my wife with this because even though I'm the business owner, she's on there, but in the state of Arizona, if another business owner or whatever is your spouse, it's not, she's not considered an owner. She's a manager, too, as well, like the Palmer's website that we have to go to make a business.
Okay.
So
yeah,
part of it, but I like her opinion as well because in the end, it's both of us, both of our future, you know.
That's all right. Yeah, I mean, you can text your wife while you're with me on this one, and whatever details you need to, so we can make this happen, you know. But
yeah. So
Ask away. What do you got?
Explain to me everything that the 249 comes with as far as what would you guys be doing, offering, what incentives, and then on my responsibility, and then the benefits.
Okay. So very first thing is, and first and foremost, you know, is to make sure you get verified through Google. We're a premier partner with Google, so we do everything by the books here, man. You need to make it, get that unsuspended. That's the very first thing. All right. The next thing is we're going to make sure that your brand exposure is on point to be going on to the first page of Google for all the keywords of your services that you provide within your service radius. Okay. Now, again, you can narrow things down to specific counties, zip codes, cities. You can modify these things. Okay. Next thing is your directories. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing. You never know where these customers will be searching, but if they are searching for you there, then we want to make sure you're there to capture them too.
I'm going to interrupt real quick. Yelp?
Go for it.
Yep. I ran an ad on Yelp. It was like, okay. I think that's like $50. But okay. And it actually I've had some good results from that, positive. I had one that,
really?
You know, okay. Wasn't, but for the most part, 90% was good. I say that's a success. Well, yeah. Wants to charge for everything. To put their logo on your page, they want to charge everything. Everything is a charge for Yelp. That's why I haven't really dealt in deep. Now, Facebook, I did an ad. I ran $50, and I yielded $250 of one
customer. There you go. Now, that's an investment.
That was solid. Now, I don't know why it happened, but I haven't really invested too much in Facebook anymore, but I want to. But
okay.
I did Snapchat. I will never do it. And I learned this. Most of my customers, I already knew most of my customers are about 50 or older. They're not using Snapchat. Those are for the younger generation, you know?
Yeah, that's the younger. Facebook is worth that for them.
Facebook and Yelp.
Yep. Yes, sir.
So I won't invest in Snapchat. The only reason why I did that, because they said if you spend $75, they'll give you another $75 for free. And I spent $75, and I and after that, I couldn't even figure out how to get the free $75, so I just gave up. I'll never do Snapchat again.
Oh, man, right.
Not
right.
Not for what I'm doing, you know?
Okay, all right.
But here's, you guys help with promos or ads or whatnot on
Yeah, that's
media?
The target marketing ads are for your Facebook. We don't touch base on other social media because it's a lot of work. Just like you said, it's a lot of work for a specific demographic. You know, some age groups, and it doesn't bring that much of a return for how much work we put in. And why should we focus on something that's going to bring you little, whereas Facebook, now that's where the money's at, you know?
Yeah.
So we want to make sure your success, Robert, is our success. If we have no contracts and we're only working with your company within your 50-mile radius, we want to make sure you're doing well. you know what I mean?
Would you say your success is what?
Is our success. So,
I thought you were going to say your bills are our bills. I was like, "Who?"
No, no.
I was like, "Hey, did you pay my card, baby?"
No, sir, no. But the great news is you mentioned about your Facebook stuff and how you had a great return. Out of your 249 month-to-month, not additional, out of that, we already put 100 of those dollars into your Facebook ads. So you're not having to pay separately for different stuff. Yeah, so that's it. That will be in writing for you.
You guys will be I would be able to connect you to my. I got my personal Facebook, and you probably know darn well that I can't have a business page without a personal Facebook.
Personal, correct.
Would I be able to connect you guys to that?
So we don't do anything with your personal Facebook. We do only for your Facebook business page. Yeah, okay.
No, that's
sure.
Would I be able to connect you to my business page?
Yeah, 1,000%. Yes, sir.
But obviously my business page has to be connected to my personal because it can't have, you can't have a business page without a personal account.
Correct. Actually, that's what we tell our customers. We say, hey, we do require for you to have at least a personal page so you can see everything for yourself. Because the number one thing, Robert, that we don't do is talk to your customers. And that's a good thing.
Oh, that's
right?
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I have everything set up, man. I even have Instagram. I like Instagram. I don't pay for anything on Instagram. I just post stuff.
Okay.
Same thing with Snapchat. But I have my Instagram, my business Instagram, my business Snapchat. I don't really use my business Snapchat, honestly. It's a waste of time, but I just have it. I use my business. I have my business Yelp, my business Facebook. So I'm all set. I've done all this. I haven't had no help at all. I've done all this, and I've been doing this for a year. And obviously, I'm learning because I don't know how to run a business fully. I knew a lot from my last job.
Yeah,
I took in a lot from what they told me and what I did with e-commerce. I did a lot of e-commerce, so I know a lot. But my biggest thing, is Google. Getting help with Google and making sure that when people search patio heater repair, that I'm number one or two or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's when we come into play here, man. You're good, Robert. Crazy the timing of this.
you know what the crazy thing is that, have you heard of Topgolf?
Yeah, of course. I Topgolf a lot. Yeah. Well,
so
not in Pennsylvania,
I love it. What state are you in? You in the back east?
I went to Pennsylvania, man. That's what I'm saying. Don't come here. It's freezing snow on the ground and everything.
Are you a big Steelers fan?
No. Believe it or not, I'm a Green Bay fan. I don't know where that came from. None of my family members or anything.
Nope.
Maybe it was just a Brett Favre thing. I don't know.
I like it. As long as you're not a Niners fan. I hate Niners. The Niners. I hate the Niners. And I wanted Green Bay played the Niners, right?
Yeah,
wanted,
they lost by like 3 points or something, man.
I was worried for the Packers so bad, and
thank
I hate
you.
The Niners. I hate the Dodgers. I'm born and raised in Arizona, so I'm born and bred here. And all
right.
I hate all the right. Dodgers, you know. So anyway, but going back to my Google, so
yeah.
I get a text from the facilities manager from Topgolf. He needs the overhead heaters are
yeah.
There's an issue with them. He's like, man, I seen your website. I was like, how did you see my website? On Google. I don't even know how he found me. So he said that he was searching and he found me on Google. I'm like,
there
what the
go.
Heck are you? He's like the second or third person that found me on Google, and that's finding me on Google, and I'm not even paying anything. So can you only imagine when I'll be paying how many people will find me? But I just wanted to throw it out there. And then that was one Topgolf in Glendale. So he called another Topgolf in Scottsdale, needed some help with some heaters, and I did them yesterday. So I got two Topgolf on my under my belt now. So that's pretty cool.
Nice, man. Hey, that might be a niche for you too, you know, during the seasons and stuff. So that's really good.
Right.
You know, shoot, if I was – sorry, I'm talking like big over here or something, but if I was there, I would go there just to say, even if he didn't call, it's like, hey, how's things are going? Hey, if you have a referral, man, send it my way, you know?
Well, and that's the thing, I made myself business cards, and I went to one of this place in Scottsdale where they have a bunch of restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that I taught myself, and I've known it, you're going to have rejection, you know? Just like dating a girl, you're going to have rejection, and you can't take it personal. So I go to the restaurants and people are like, well, we already have a company. I said, well, can I leave my card just in case, you know? Or we have a company that does propane, like your dad, they service our propane tanks and then we rent the heaters from them. So I'm like, all right, I'm leaving my card just, you know.
Yeah.
But you never know. In a year, they might have it still and they may call me. You never know.
There you go. You always got to be prepared, you know. It's all about the hustle on there, man. You get what you give in, you know. But, all right. Well, Robert, coming back into this, it seems like you see definitely the value in everything here. I was checking on Google, too, just to make sure if it was still verified possibly, but it's not, man. They definitely took it down.
Yeah, I know.
So we can help on this one. And if the people are and business owners are looking like that, you definitely need to be there, man. This is something you need them.
And that's why I was tripping out how they found me on Google when it's been suspended. I mean, you can if I'm on Google, I type in R&M Heat. It shows up. It popped up, but not on Google Maps anymore.
That's I'm trying. I'm gonna try in incognito mode as well. Let me try that because
Yeah, get off of that. But I went on there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on R&M Heat, and it pulled up R&MHeat.com, but it doesn't show up on Google Maps.
Right. Yeah. Your Yelp listing. Nextdoor and your website is showing up, but it does not have a Google Business Profile at all on there. So that right there if someone's looking on the map right now, Google's not going to show nothing. They're going to show everyone, right? So
right.
at that point, especially if they know your business name. If they know your business name, you better be number one popping up. That's what we need to make sure of that. So that's what we'll do for you on there. All right. So, man, we kind of lost track here. All right. So what else did you need to tell your wife? Right?
You know what? Let me just I'm going to text her, let her know that what she thinks about $249
okay. month to month. Yeah, everything included. Now you already have your website, so I'm not worrying about that. That's on you on that one, but we definitely want to make sure that website is being showcased and being found. So that will be on your Google Business Profile as well, okay? But for your Facebook, our team will take care of that for you. As long as you communicate with them, they'll keep it up to date for you. Okay.
You know what? One of the best things is having on your own business is making your own schedule.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I get up, man. I take a shower. I make my daughter and my wife breakfast. You
Aww.
Know what? Can I take this call real quick?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be here with you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hey, sir, sorry about that. What's your first name again, bud?
John, J-O-N.
John, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said one of the best things is that I get up, man, make my own schedule, get up, take a shower, make my wife and daughter breakfast, see them off
Beautiful.
To where they go to school and work, and then do my thing. And I can always be in I'm learning as a business owner. I run in my laptop and look at everything and, you know, making sure that that's going to keep me, especially if I don't have an actual full-time job now.
Right.
Income is number one priority.
Yes, sir. And that's good because you can do that, right? And what people think to get the wrong mindset is saying, oh, I can have a day off, blah, blah. Those people aren't going to make it. You know what I mean? Because they're not depending on themselves where they can say, all right, I trust myself. When I need to work, I'll work hard. I'll make that money, you know, and delegate my time correctly. And that's what you're doing, man. So
yeah.
I take my hat off to you.
Are you guys going to be running ads on Google?
No, not ads on Google. So if you look on Google right now and you type in any of your services, yeah, you might see some ads on the top. But be real with me, okay? Because I hope I earn your trust when I'm saying this right now, too. Those ads, I kind of breeze right through it and go right to the local map section anyway because that's organic. I know it's an ad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we do have that available for you in the future. But as of right now, I think, you know, best bet, and again, I hope I earn your trust, man, because it is more expensive far as the package for that. And I just feel like right now we need to take the steps at a time to really get that showcase what you need. And that's your Facebook you mentioned.
I agree with you. I was just wondering. I'm texting my wife at the same time what you involved. So
okay.
You helped me get ranked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ranking on
yeah,
Google.
Ranking
on
your
Google.
Ranking. Yep. To the first page.
On Google. Okay.
Consistently
the
stay there.
First page. I'm typing, that's why. So help me get ranking on Google to the first page. Yeah.
For all keywords of services in the areas that you want to service to.
In service areas. Areas. Okay, and then you're going to also help
keep your Facebook up to date. And we're already including Facebook ads for you. Target marketing
Facebook.
Ads. It's not regular ads. Yeah.
Target marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Ads on Facebook?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Business account. And that won't cost anything. I mean, that's part of it, right?
That's included. Actually, I stay on the phone with you even after payment so you can see that for yourself. Yeah.
So the Facebook ad, target marketing ads, how does that work on Facebook?
So let's say right now you typed in, like, here, I'll give you a prime example right now. Let's say, like, tall heaters, right?
Yeah.
And you type that in on Google, and then let's say they don't even find your company. Let's just say they didn't even scroll. They didn't even see that on the first page. They just typed it in. Well, if they go on their Facebook after that, that's when we target those because they're in your area and they typed in any of your keywords. So if they go on their Facebook after that, your ads will pop up on that person's feed right there just to give them a little reminder. You know, hey, you were looking for these services? Then guess what? You know, you can call Robert Click here. And if they click on it, it calls you directly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. If they're on, if you're on Google, mm-hmm. and Susan is on Google, Susan types in tall heater,
mm-hmm.
it'll show up tall heater repair. Because I'm not selling heaters. I'm not, I don't want people to think I'm selling them.
Yeah. I was just giving an example.
So let's say they sell a patio heater repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then they find, or they see me on Google, but they don't click on anything, or maybe they click. How does that pertain when it comes to Facebook now?
So as soon as they type that in and they don't call or anything like that and they go on their Facebook, that's when those ads will communicate with you. Yeah. How you want the ad to look, how often you want your ads to promote, you know, how often you want us to keep up to date on your Facebook page. You want to add a picture or a testimonial, even a video. I mean, keeping that up to date shows a lot about your company, too. Customers do pay attention to that. And that's what we do.
Okay, mm-hmm. So, like, when I search for, like, say, tires, then I go to my Google, what is it called? Your scroll, or what is it called?
Scrolling? What do you mean?
No, when you go on your Facebook page, and then you go to your scroll, yep. You see your feed or whatever. I don't know.
Yes, your feed.
I don't know what the lingo is, man. I'm 38 years old.
Hey, I'm right with you. Don't worry.
yeah, but you're in the business.
no, so, you're good. You're good. But that, yeah, it's called your feed, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. When you feed, and then I see those tires that I search for. That's what it's going to do?
Yep. That's exactly what that is.
Oh, that's perfect. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Part of the gentleman, man. And then what else? Okay, I guess that, the Facebook thing, whatever, and what else?
Your local directories. You got that as well.
Okay, includes local directories. Like, what do you mean?
So if they're typing in on Yelp, Yahoo, or Bing, those are all the head honchos there, too, for the local directories. We want to make sure you showcase on those as well.
Okay, and then is that all?
No, then you also don't forget your tracking system.
And how does that beneficial?
So keeping track of your analytics, you can see, let's say if you miss a call, sometimes a customer may call from Google and your phone, this is just an example here, okay? But sometimes depending on your if you have AT&T, Verizon, things like that, it may show as like unknown caller or something like that. Well, if they call from there, it will have the phone number in there. So you can call them back. You'll have the phone number. You can see also the keywords that are being used to find your company. And
so
what's not working. Yeah.
Will my phone number be linked with it?
Yes, sir. It's calling you directly. They're not going to go through us or any middleman.
Oh, right. So it'll help when it calls you. It'll help that number that you guys have.
Correct. Yes, sir.
What happens if, because this is my personal phone as well.
Okay.
What happens when I'm getting regular phone calls?
If you get regular phone calls, then obviously you're a business owner, right? If they ask and you're like, they ask for your services, I'm pretty sure I'm preaching to the choir on this one, but you're like, hey, how did you hear about my company? Oh, through Google. All right, cool. So if it's not going to track it through Google on our system on here and it's still, they're calling you through Google, then you know it's working very well, right?
How is my cell phone number linked? Where is it linked at? Is it linked on Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing?
Yes, all of it. Because, again, they're not going to call through a different number or anything like that. They're calling however you want to be contacted. Let's say, for example, you only want to be texted. We'll showcase text only. Or if you want to do text, email, and phone call, all three, doesn't matter. We make sure we put that out there so that we are contacted the way you want to, right? That's important for us to know that, you know, you're able to, you know, capture these customers at that moment they need you.
Well, I guess my biggest question is, okay, you go to Yelp, you see my number there.
Mm-hmm.
how does Yelp at that point in time differentiate from a customer calling me, dialing and calling me, and my sister dialing and calling me?
Gotcha. Okay, so let's pretend I'm Susie, okay? And I go on my phone, I'm in the area, and I'm like, you know what, I'm a business owner, and I really need some repairs in my fire pit, right? So I type in fire pit repair on Google, or if I go on Yelp or Bing, any of these directories, and I type that in, I see your company, I see your phone number, hours of operations, maybe your link to your webpage, pictures right there. I'm like, you know what, let me give this guy a call. Well, I could either click that number right there, and it'll call you directly from there, or I could dial it in on my phone. And if I dial it in on my phone, it won't show on that tracking system of ours, but obviously you'll still get that call, obviously, right? But that's just pretty much either or of that.
Right. So what it does is it's only going by the click.
Right. Yeah. So if they touch that right there, boom. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're banking on the customer clicking that so they can call. But most of the time on your cell phone, they do that because it'll link it right to them.
Exactly. It's more convenient for them.
On the laptop, it's different. So most of the time, if it's on the cell phone, which most people use, it'll mm-hmm. click that. You click it, and I see what you mean. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, let me just type this in real quick.
Okay.
Customer goes to – well, it's because I just want my wife to understand.
No, I understand. Yep.
To contact and clicks it, it tracks. Okay, that makes sense. Because otherwise it wouldn't make sense because my sister can call me, you know, dial it or whatever, or my brother or whoever.
Exactly. Okay. And that's still helping you because, one, you're getting business, and, two, they're still making clicks to find your company. So that's two birds with one stone right there.
So original plan was $5.99 or $5.49?
No, originally, yeah, you can look at our website at localsplash.com. This is your platinum package. It's normally $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. You're getting this for the lifespan of you being with us, no matter what. It stays at $249 month to month. No contracts.
What? Is that a deal promotion or why did I get the deal?
So right now we have one position available. We cannot work with anyone else, and that's a Google policy we have to follow, right? Now, here's the other thing, though. So in order for us to keep our partnership with Google, we're the highest-tier partnership that they trust to handle SEO, search engine optimization, everything we're talking about. Now, in order to keep that partnership with them, we have to abide by a few rules. One of those, and most importantly, is we can't work with your competitors. So we have one position that became available within our company to work with. Now, because that's available, we need to fill it as quickly as possible, for one. Two, I can't take credit for this, Robert, as far as your promotional rate. Actually, the person that you spoke to earlier, Ali, she's the one that put that in there for you. So whatever you said to her, I just approve of it. But, you know, she got you at more than 50% off, as you can tell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I texted my wife and she hasn't responded. I know she's busy at work, but I have to do something about it, man. I have to get somewhere. I can't just continue to. I've been wanting to fix my Google business for a while. I just didn't have the time, and I didn't have the. I didn't know the right people to go to, and I've been getting a lot of calls. No, I'm not racist or anything, but I get a lot of calls. From a lot of people with accents, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's kind of scary sometimes. I hear you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know what's funny is that they're all different names, sound different numbers.
Yeah.
And sometimes a guy is calling from Indiana, sometimes a guy is calling from different state.
Yeah.
But they all want to help me with the business, but I'm leery on that. And then I say no more, no thank you. And then I get a call a couple of days later from like Jeff. They all have Jeff or Henry or Tom.
Really?
With these accents, and I'm very, very, very on that. What is the business called? You guys' business called?
It's called Local Splash. LOCAL. Splash, like a splash of water. And get .com to check out our website. We've been around for over 19 years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
but would I have a login? Would I have or you guys send a link for the portal?
Yeah, so let's say, Robert, you said, John, let's get this going, man. What I would do as a favor here is to make sure our team introduces you too. We can set that up to, like, tomorrow if you want, as early as tomorrow. That way your wife could be with you on the phone. They can go in further detail of how you want your ads to look, keep more keywords, double down on a few things. But today, it would take 10 minutes, man. Like, I would go over hours of operations, how he's, like, to be shown on Google. I've literally timed myself on this, so I just want to make sure we have everything correct so that way we can get you unsuspended. You know, that's a very important piece.
That's the biggest – that's the first thing, yeah. Right here it says over 10,000 clients trust us, and it has all these appliance repair. If I click that, that goes to all your customers?
Yeah, client success is actually the link that you can hit in there. Those are real customers that we started with ground up, man. Like, we don't like to have – a relationship that's short term. We want to make sure it's for long term. So,
right,
as you can tell, and those are real reviews in there from them. So,
now what would you say my service? I was speaking to your dad. Like, I'm also a handyman too, but I don't really market myself on that.
Okay.
But what would you say your dad labels himself under category?
Well, no, so his is a little bit different because he doesn't do, like, he does do a lot of handyman stuff now that I think about it, but that he doesn't showcase that. He does very well with the tanks alone. He fills them, refills them, like, he has a connect with that.
Filling propane tanks up or just selling the tanks?
So, both. So, he does both on that. Like, he fills it up, he sells it out, he even helps with the events.
Does he deliver it?
Yeah, he even delivers it, yeah. So, he has his own truck system, logistics, yeah.
Does he have the truck with the whole propane on it so he fills it at your house?
Correct.
Oh,
yep.
Nice. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So his is a little bit different, but I have an understanding of it, too, to help you as well. But if I'll put it this way. For your keywords, if you really want your phone ringing, that's great. But I would say to you, listen, that's not for us, right? That's not for you because we don't want your phone just to ring. We want it quality calls that are going to make you money. That's how you're going to stay with us. And that's how you're going to be successful. So I would say let's stick with your bread and butter. You know, let's get all like fire pit repair, barbecue grill repairs. You know, I don't know if you do installation as well too. You know, things like that. And then as a secondary part, you could say handyman services or, you know, other things that are not going to bring as much money, but to keep you busy. Because once you do get busy, it does pick up, man. Like repeat customers start coming through. You got your referrals. That's when you could talk to us and say, John, I'm doing so well. Let's cut it back to just whatever makes you the most profit, right? I'm just giving an example. I don't know what it is, but let's say fireplaces are the most profitable for you. Well, let's cut out a few other things because you're always overbooked, and we need to cut it back a little bit, but we do want to make sure you're still making good money. So we'll showcase fireplaces more often than the others. You see what I'm saying? So it's very flexible, but that comes along with communication. So if I was to give you two things to make this successful for you, communication with our team is key. And the next one is your dashboard, your tracking system. Stay on top of that because some customers may be calling on there. Somehow it didn't go through and you have a phone number right there. That's an opportunity to make a phone call.
Okay.
So those are the two things.
The two things that you want you to ask of me, going back to the first one, it's communicate. That's
yes, sir.
Daily communicating. That would be going to the portal and then messaging them, or how would I communicate?
Communication doesn't necessarily have to be like every day, right? I know we understand you're a business owner. We don't want to give you an extra headache, but we do want to make sure you understand that, hey, this is your company, and we're not going to showcase things without your permission. But we also will do things. Let's say, for example, we put an ad out, right? And then you look at it, you're like, you know what? I want to make sure that this ad is changing the font. I don't like that too much. Let's switch up this word here a little bit. And let's showcase it every 3 weeks just so I can keep track of how well it's doing. Well, if you know that, but you don't tell us, we're never going to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, we can't read your mind. That's all we ask for on that. Yeah.
Okay. The second thing, about the tracking, you said about the number.
Mm-hmm.
You said about, making sure, like, if I see a number on there,
yes, so the phone, it will show the phone call number. So let's say if I called in.
You were saying that was the second thing you asked about when it comes to a number?
Yes. So when it comes, the second thing I ask is to keep track of your tracking system, the dashboard.
Oh, that's what it is. Keep track of the tracking system.
Yeah, because that will have the phone numbers. Yes, so it'll have the phone numbers, it'll have impressions, it'll have your keywords, traffic, like, you're a business owner, you already know. Keeping track of your analytics will help you for the long haul.
Yep.
You know, so you make adjustments from that.
Okay. My wife didn't say yes or no. She's like, I don't know. She doesn't know a lot about this. You know, I'm the one running the business, I'm the one doing the work, I'm the one... She's just the one benefiting in it, you know?
Yeah. Well, getting I'm sure she trusts in your decision of what you need to. You know, I know you guys are a team, so I'd rather do this there, Robert. Like, if you want it, you know this is you need this. She already knows, I bet you she knows that, hey, no matter what, being on Google is going to be beneficial for the business. So getting that suspension is key. But,
yeah, absolutely. So, but I was explaining to her that in the summertime I could pause it.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to bring up. Yeah.
Let's say I pause it in a couple months for the busy season when it comes. Unpause it. Do I still pay that $249 or does it go higher?
No. It'll stay with $249 at your promotion. I'll have that in writing and as a recording, too. We'll do that today. Just as a secondary protection for you.
Okay. And so if I get it right now, I'd pay the $249, right?
Correct. Yes, sir. And that will help us jumpstart on everything. What I would suggest then, Robert, is we get this taken care of today. I'll set up a time and day with you tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, for our team to go over with you and your wife, if you want her there too, so that way she has a fuller understanding.
Tomorrow's Friday. No, she's busy at work.
Okay.
She won't be able to take a call. I can. She doesn't go into day-to-day operations. She just knows certain things with the business, what it does, what it's doing. She's been to me at some jobs, but she doesn't run it day to day. She has her own job, you know?
Okay. Well, I was just putting it out there, you know?
Until I get big where I can hire her as my, secretary where she's cleaning everything.
Okay.
And I want her cleaning the floors with a toothbrush. That's what she's going to be doing. No, I'm joking. Get to that level, I can't. But, I'm waiting for her to respond, but I just explained to her everything, and I think it's good. I really need to – I really want to bring that, my Google business. So, let's say the next step is obviously – paying for the service.
Mm-hmm.
After I pay for it, what's the next after that?
Well, even before payment, I'll go over a few things with you to make sure we have everything right to make sure that you are going to get verified through Google correctly. You know, we need to clean that up. Yeah, so I want to make sure I give you that comfort first, right? Now, we'll set up a time and day for our technicians to still introduce themselves to you. I want them to do as quickly as possible so that way they have an understanding of how your business works. That way you feel comfortable with them because they're the technician. They're the ones you'll probably spend most of your time with to, you know, make the magic happen for your company. So I definitely want that to be, you know, as quickly as possible. Then after that, we accept payment. I stay on the phone with you so you see your invoice through text and email so you can see everything. If you had any questions or concerns, you can ask me while I'm on the phone with you. After that, that's it. You know, our team will talk to you tomorrow and we'll rock and roll from there. But it all starts with right here, and that's to get, you know, the information right now. If you're ready to do that, it takes no more than 10 minutes, man. You know how to work your email, and I'm pretty confident with that, so it won't take any longer than 10.
Not a problem.
All right. So, Robert, I'm horrible at spelling, so you can laugh at me all you want, but is it spelled R-O-B-E-R-T?
No, you're pronouncing my name wrong. W-O-B-E-R-T. Robert.
Robert. Oh my man, you pulling my leg over here.
nah, it's Robert, bro.
All right. And Robert, how do you spell your last name?
Rivera, like river with the name Rivera.
That's my mother's maiden name. Yeah.
Rivera?
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, Rivera, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
Oh, really? Do you speak any Korean?
Actually, it was my first language. My first language was Korean. I learned a little bit of Spanish.
Well.
Yeah, and then...
So you know a little bit of Spanish, huh?
I do, yeah, poquito. Muy poquito.
And then, obviously, your spouse is... your wife is Hispanic or Puerto Rican, too?
Oh, you're going to laugh. My wife is pure white. She's Polish.
So, okay, so your wife is... So, where does the last name come from? Rivera.
Oh, my last name? Oh, no, my mother. That's my mother's side.
Your mother, that's Puerto Rican. Oh, so
yeah.
Your mom's Puerto Rican. Your dad,
yeah.
Your dad is
Korean. Yep.
Is he full-blood Korean?
Full blood, yeah. So
oh,
I call myself
wow,
Puerto Rican,
cool.
You know? Yeah.
So your mom from Puerto Rico?
Yeah, straight from Puerto Rico.
So
your father's from South Korea.
Your first generation.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Ah, cool, man.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Well, I could talk with you forever on all this, man. It's pretty cool stuff. Robert, your email address. Remember, I want to make sure I send that invoice to the right email. I have one from your Facebook. Is it the right one? service@rnmheat.com. Is that right?
You can use, it'll go to it, but use this one. It's the same thing, but it says robert@rnmheat.com.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I just created an alias to GoDaddy. I don't want people seeing that one. I just service, whatever.
Gotcha. Okay. And I always get confused on your time zone, man. Like, it always tells
Mountain
me different
center.
Things on the map. Mountain, huh?
We never change. Arizona never changes.
That's what it is.
So
okay.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
People think that, right now, you guys, the Eastern time is 3 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So that makes California right now. What time is it right now? 11:08 or 12:08?
Where I'm at is 11:08.
Okay. So New York
East Coast.
Is 3 hours ahead right now.
Yep.
You guys are two.
Yep.
So right now in California, it's 9:08 as well. So people think that we're Pacific Coast time because California has the same time. But California, we never change our time. So California goes
now?
Up an hour, and they're still Pacific time. But we don't call us. That doesn't mean that we're Pacific time. We're still Mountain Standard Time. So in November or in May, when daylight savings rolls back, you guys become only an hour ahead. California goes an hour behind, but we stay the same.
Interesting.
We never change.
That's
wild. Cool. We never change.
That is pretty cool. It's confusing as anything, but it's cool.
They're trying to make it a law. Yeah. They're trying to pass it to I think it's to keep it 3 or 2 or whatnot, but that way they're trying to keep it where daylight savings time is gone,
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense. I don't understand. Because,
I don't think it should be changed.
But
it messes me up. But anyway, all right. No.
But we're always Mountain Standard Time.
Okay. So right now, check your phone just in case. You're at 9 a.m. right now, right?
9:10.
Okay.
9:10,
right, cool.
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right. Now, this next part, I have to have it on point. This is for the whole verification part, okay? So please correct me if I – stop me in my tracks if not. I have the business name, all caps. I got RNM. And then not all caps, it's capital H for heat, H-E-A-T. Nothing else, correct?
It should be all caps, but I think Google doesn't allow me to do that, or I forget. But it's R&M heat, yeah. Sometimes R&M heat / LLC, or comma LLC, whatever, but the business is R&M heat.
Okay, all right, then we're okay with that one. Now, this next part does not need – it's an optional part. You don't have to put your physical address showcase to the world, but they do need a physical address to get you verified. So the address I found here, is this the right one? 109 North 65th Lane, 85043?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't think I want that on my – you know what? If I – on Google – do I have to be on Google Maps? Is that best? Would you recommend?
I recommend being on Maps for sure, but it does not mean that you have to have your address on there. It could just showcase as in with where it's at, that location of, let's say, the county or town or city. You know what I mean? So they're looking for something like that. You will pop up, though.
Sometimes, I was thinking about having customers bring the heaters, but I don't want to do that. I want to be on Maps, but I don't think I need my address on there.
You don't. No, you don't. Yeah. So, I mean, you can always change it too, but you just let us know. So that way you're not dealing with a headache on that, all right?
Okay. No problem.
But now if you need to change an address or something, please let us know right away, because that's a huge thing. We don't want you getting flagged again or anything like that, okay? All
right. Right.
Now, the next part, for your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7?
Yep. Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
7 to 4, okay. And again, you can always change that.
Like, yeah. Saturday, 8 to 2, I guess you can say.
Okay, 8
and
to 2.
And then off on Sunday.
Sunday's closed. Perfect. And then you want them to contact this phone number you mentioned. And did you want them to be able to email the other one, the service at? Yeah,
yes.
I got you, Bart. All right. Put that in there. And the next part, how far out do you want to be able to travel for your customers? Like I said, this goes 50 miles out if you need it to, so that's pretty far, if you ask me, but.
Let me see how far I've traveled. Let me look at my schedule real quick in the past.
And, oh, Robert, real important, if I get disconnected with you, it's because our time length on the phone here, I will call you right back, though, to finish up, okay?
That's fine.
All right.
How much time do you guys get on?
It's just a hit and miss on our systems, man, so I'm just giving you a heads up. I already know. I've been here for a while.
Yeah. Okay, let me see here. I'd say about, let's say 40 miles.
40 miles? Okay. I'll put that in there then. 40 miles out. All right. And again, you can always modify that. Now, for your customers, how do you accept payment from them? Do you accept cash only, check, Zelle,
no,
Venmo, or anything like that? Credit card?
All of that.
All
Venmo,
of it.
Zelle, cash. I have on my GoDaddy, on my website, I have a thing where you can make payment with credit card.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, cool.
So credit card, cash. Obviously, if I get cash, and probably going to pocket it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But credit card, I get check, Zelle, Venmo. I have my business. I have a business Venmo, too.
Beautiful. Well, you know, I like using Zelle the most because it doesn't tax yet. Venmo, if you have a certain amount, they start taxing you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But I did Venmo because there's some customers that don't have Zelle. I don't understand that. Some people that don't have Zelle. I love Zelle.
Yeah. It's not the customer.
It's not
the customer. It's the bank. Yeah, some banks don't use it. Yeah.
But you know what? The reason why Venmo is a service. It's a third party. So basically you get taxed on it and you have to report it. Zelle, let's say I'm borrowing $100 and I'll Zelle that person back, whoever it is. Zelle is not a service like that. It's a bank transaction from bank to bank. It's not a service transaction. It's a bank to bank. So that's why.
Yeah. Gotcha.
If you're using Zelle for business, then it becomes like that. But
right.
Usually it's Zelle through my personal, or even I have a business now, but I don't hardly use it. I just use my personal.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I do. I probably should be more careful, but I don't know. I think it's pretty darn safe.
Hey, you're not recording. You're not going to send this conversation to the IRS, are you?
No, man. I'll tell you when it starts recording on this part, though, because I do want to make sure you're protected for your pricing and everything we spoke about, man. So, Actually, let's continue here because I don't want this thing cutting off
okay.
I want to make sure it's taken care of. Now, your business itself, is it licensed or insured?
No.
Okay. Does it need to be in that area? No, right?
No.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure I put this in here. Okay. And then also, now, like I mentioned, this is your bread and butter for Google, okay? So I want to make sure I have as much as possible. You can always, when you talk to our team, you can always add more or take things off if you need to. But I'm going to put it for residential and commercial work for your services. I have